Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I am a little bit sad, I gotta say, because there would be nothing more that I would enjoy than to have jump on a quick plane and be at the Eagles and the Cowboys game today. I don't care that they're both 7-7. Elliot Shore Parks from WIP in Philadelphia joins us. And Elliot, I don't care that they're 7-7. It's like it's, and I know it's a national punchline, but I've already guaranteed that whoever wins the NFC East is going to be the team that wins a playoff game. And I made a guarantee to you that the Eagles were going to win the division. And now I see this morning, you're sort of coming around a little bit today, eh? Right?
Yeah. I mean, look, I will say coming into this game, I think the Eagles, I probably have more confidence in the team right now than I have all season. It's certainly been an up and down year, a lot of bad losses, poor play by the quarterback, poor play by the defense. But right now it all seems to kind of be coming together. And honestly, I think the biggest thing is the Cowboys have proven just to not be as good as everyone thought they would be. And, you know, I know they're coming off a big win over the Rams, but coming into this game in this spot with their head coach probably getting fired, it's tough to see them really rallying to the moment.
All right, when you talk about what the Eagles have done since the Super Bowl, I'm beginning to wonder, did everything just magically come together for a franchise and a fan base over like a 6-week period? I'm starting to look at that Eagles Super Bowl victory sort of like I look at the two Giants Super Bowl victories with Eli Manning. Was an incredible magical run. Is that fair?
Yeah, I think that's fair. I mean, I think that there's certain parts of the organization that I still have long-term faith in. I do think Doug is a good head coach, but outside of that, I mean, Howie Roseman, his resume over his entire career now, 2017 seems much more like a fluke than it does something the Eagles fans should expect consistently, and not just a Super Bowl, but in terms of having all of his offseason moves really work out. I mean, you look at
that,
LeGarrette Blount, Patrick Robinson, Chris Long. I mean, he brought in guys that all worked out. Torrey Smith, even to a certain extent. And since then, his free agency moves have not. I mean, there's a reason this team is 7-7. And part of it, and I think actually the majority of it is, the players Howie Roseman brought in here have not performed up to what he thought they would.
Now, Dallas, we had a caller on earlier, and I really agreed with her when she said to me, John, if I told you that the Cowboys played a clean game today, no turnovers, I don't see any way the Eagles win. Is that like I think the Eagles are going to need some help today. They're going to need Dak to not be at his best. They're going to need an underthrown ball. They're going to need a ball put onto the turf. Do you see the Eagles needing a little extra assistance to win this game today?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, even if you look last week against Washington, Washington doesn't turn the ball over a ton. And the Eagles struggle when they don't create turnovers simply because their offense isn't that good. So they need extra opportunities to get into the high 20s. And the way they play on offense, they need 8-9 play drives. So they really have to have those extra opportunities with the ball. I think it comes down to this today. Whichever quarterback plays better is going to win the game. And I know that might be, you know, oversimplifying it when you consider the importance of position. You could probably say that in almost every game. But you said it. I mean, if Dak doesn't play well, if the shoulder injury impacts him, Carson has to outplay Dak today. There's no excuse. He has got to go out there and win at home.
I know how you work, working the phones, checking out stories. How much should fans expect to see out of Dak today? Is this injury one that could severely affect this game? From what you're hearing, the whispers, the behind-the-scenes stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll say people in the Eagles organization don't think it's going to impact him much. That's kind of, you know, the vibe I get being down around the team all week. Now, I will say that the pregame warm-up with Dak is obviously going to be huge. I mean, if you're Jim Schwartz, you have to watch that. You have to see how he looks pushing the ball down the field, how much velocity is on his passes, because if he can't go down the field, that's huge for this Eagles defense. I mean, the Eagles defense has not been as bad as people make it out to be, but one thing they definitely struggle with is stopping long passes down the field. They're a poor coverage team down the field. They're a poor tackling team. So if Dak can't do that, that really impacts the Cowboys offense.
A perfect weather conditions today too, right? I mean, mm-hmm. It's going to be beautiful. I mean, like low 40s, not really a problem. I don't see wind, rain being an issue.
Right. No, yeah, it looks like it's going to be a perfect day here in Philadelphia. And I will say this. I mean, I'm not one that normally gets into how, you know, the fans impact the game or the atmosphere of a game and how that can impact things. But I do think that, especially with Jason Garrett on the hot seat, coming into the environment the Cowboys are going to come in today, I do think it will play a factor in the game. And the fact that there won't be any rain or snow and all that, I think the crowd is going to be ready. I know fans are already out there tailgating, and the game doesn't start for another 8 hours or something like that. So I think the atmosphere today is going to be a great one.
Okay, Elliott Shore Parks, WIP in Philadelphia. Okay, I wanted to give you a chance because Colin Cowherd was a guy I have great respect for both of you, was sort of trying to take your take and other things out at the knees this week. So I wanted you to give a chance to be able to tell the country the idea. Your thoughts on Carson Wentz, because I'm going to tell you this. I thought that what Colin said this week of, you know, he totally mischaracterized the Eagles fan base. There's no large portion of the Eagles fan base that said, get rid of Wentz, keep Foles. That's mythology. I don't know if in Southern California that's what Colin came up with. But I do believe this game can't be a referendum on him. Is it? I mean, really, do you believe this is a referendum on his career?
At this point. My opinion of this game is it's the biggest game of Carson Wentz's career.
Everybody should agree on that.
Yeah, that does not mean there won't be a bigger game, right? Like down the road. And right. I'll say this. I think this game will be bigger than the playoff game he plays in. I think the expectations for it are different, right? If he loses his first playoff game, it's not the end of the world. If he loses today, that's a really bad sign for where he's at and where this team is at. So I agree. I have great respect for Colin Cowherd. I think he's one of the best out there. Where I disagreed with him, though, was him saying that, you know, if Jason Garrett wins this game, does this mean he's a top five head coach? If Dak wins, does this mean he's a franchise?
It's not comparable. That's not comparable. His argument wasn't comparable on that one.
Right. And like my opinion of it being the biggest game of Carson's career doesn't have to do with the magnitude of the game in the NFL. It's specifically about Carson. So I think if you're Carson Wentz, you're coming into today, you've lost to the Cowboys four straight times. You've never been to the playoffs. You've always gotten outplayed by Dak when the two meet up, right? So this is a huge game for Carson Wentz. So look, is it going to define his career? The Eagles better hope not, right? I mean, you
right,
know,
exactly.
Knows? But I will say that the outcome of this game is going to shape how we talk about Carson Wentz until the beginning of next season, for better or worse.
How do you believe how long is a Super Bowl honeymoon in Philadelphia, in my hometown, in your hometown? How long do you think it actually lasts?
I think it's over. It's over at this point. I mean, if Eagles lose today, I think it's already getting to the point. People are very frustrated with this team. People are not happy with Howie. They're not even happy with Doug. And obviously Carson is certainly a much debated topic around here, but they lose today. Things are going to get very ugly. And outside of just the fan reaction, I do think you'll see some changes in the organization if they don't make the playoffs.
There you go. Elliott Shore Parks, ESP, a proud Temple Owl. Always great work. Check out his work, and you can find him on Twitter. Great job, ESP. Thanks, man.
Yep, talk to you soon, man. Bye.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.